You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak, coming into the studio now. The band behind that music, they are Animals in the Attic. They are just back from a month of touring the West Coast and Texas. They think they've hit the jackpot today with the Jewish Food Fair here right before them. Yeah. Isn't the studio full of wonderful treats?
Wow, it was amazing.
Hi, guys. Glad to have you all here. Yeah. And we're all kind of nestled in between the keyboard and the chords and the equipment, so thanks for bearing with us today. Congratulations. How was the tour? You know what? Why don't you start by introducing yourselves?
Yeah. Right. My name's Spencer. I play guitar and vocals.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Clayton. I play the keyboards.
Yeah, I'm Stefan. I play guitar.
Jeff plays the drums.
Cool. And thanks for having us.
Yeah, so glad to have you here. So how was the tour? You were up and down the West Coast, and you have a big following on Spotify, a big following on Instagram. So what'd you learn about playing music for your fans?
It was quite an experience. I mean, we set up the whole tour ourselves, so it took a long time just emailing people nonstop and finding the best venues in each town. And, you know, even with the following we have, some shows would be a small turnout and some shows would be a large turnout. So it just depends. And we'd hand around flyers in towns before shows and do everything we could. And it was super fun the whole time. All good vibes.
Was money the reason that you did it in such a DIY way?
I maybe when it comes down to it, we're totally independent at this point. We saved up some money from our jobs and we're like, screw it, let's hit the road.
All right, somebody has to define indie surf pop chill wave. Because genres have gotten so creative. They're like labels on wine bottles, you know? They're so artsy. So
yeah, true.
What is your sound and what does that phrase mean?
I think you guys are better.
Clayton, wait, try it. What do you think? Oh, how would you describe chill wave?
How would I describe
your music?
Music? We just add like a lot of dreamy synths and nice like just riffy like guitar with like lead guitars and stuff. I don't know. Yeah. It's just the combination of stuff makes it really sound really chill.
And you're Stefan, right?
Yes. Correct.
So add to that.
Yeah, I guess another big part of the sound is I guess just like jazz chords. I know.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Like adding extensions to the chords. That's another part that makes our music sound like it does. Adding sevens, nines, stuff like that.
Okay, have they set up the music enough? Should we do a little listen?
Beth, I was wondering if I could have a piece of bread.
You can absolutely have a piece of bread. Okay, you guys dive into these onion rolls. We're going to listen to a little bit of music.
All right.
It's amazing, right?
Roll. Yeah.
Here's the music by Animals in the Attic. Sacramento band Animals in the Attic. They're about to release a new record this week. It is Naked in Public Part 2, which implies there was a Naked in Public Part 1. And yep. Absolutely there was.
Yes.
Spencer, do you want to talk a little bit about the music on the EP, right? Four songs?
Yeah. So I guess it started because we've noticed a lot of bands releasing EPs, and I think our generation has a pretty short attention span with a lot of things, like listening to a full album by an upcoming band. So we decided to release the album in a three-part trilogy. So we had Naked in Public Part 1, and then this is going to be Part 2, and then we'll have a Part 3.
And Naked in Public came from, I have to ask?
I'd say the vulnerability of the album. Just, yeah.
That's lovely. That's better than any other answer might be. So let me introduce you again, Spencer Rakella.
Yeah.
All right. And we have Jeff Luoma. We have Clayton LaFlamme here. Clayton's recording everybody, by the way, so
yeah, just to let you guys know, I'm recording.
I see a post in the future. Now, you just made it legal, right,
yeah,
to
I
let
did,
us
yep.
know.
That was, yep.
And Stefan Sorgi. You're all in your early 20s?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you high school friends?
Yeah, Spencer and I, we knew each other in middle school. We played in band together.
Cool.
But we really didn't start hanging out till high school, and then we started playing music together. It was
all
really
right.
fun.
Yeah.
And the other two, Jeff?
Spencer and I met doing some shenanigans later in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then realized, you know, he played music, and I used to play music a little bit, and so I picked it back up, and he introduced me to Clayton.
Jeff was an injured jock trying to make his way back into music.
So. you sure. don't look like a jock anymore.
Yeah. No,
I mean, you're fit like a jock, but you look more like a musician.
Yeah, I would say, I'd like to say that I've changed.
Yeah. You know, were there shenanigans on the road, Stefan? Are they still at it?
So I actually was not able to go on the road. So,
okay.
But I'm guessing there must have been some shenanigans happening.
There were shenanigans.
I want to let everybody know that you have a party coming up. Who's going to tell me the party details this weekend?
Thursday at High Water.
Yeah, Thursday at High Water, 9 p.m. It's a bar downtown, and we're doing an EP release show there.
Okay, Animals in the Attic. There's more online at capradio.org/insight. Thanks, guys. Great to have your music and you here.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak.